Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome back to College Girl Weekly. As always, I'm Caroline, your host. And this week's episode is going to be about having roommates and how to survive having a roommate that you might not like and what can happen if you have a roommate that you really, really love. So let's begin without any further ado. I have some tips that might help you stay sane in your room, at least in the beginning when you guys aren't really friends, or, you know, sometimes you never become friends, and that's okay, too. So don't touch what you're not invited to. So if they have a shirt and you really want to borrow it, just ask them. Ask them if you can borrow it. Instead of just being like, oh, well, this is here, so I'm just going to take it. Or even, like, tissues on their desk. Just, like, don't assume that they're yours. They're not yours. They're the other person. So ask if you want to borrow something or touch something or use something of theirs before you do it. And this goes even, you know, like, I've lived with the same people for 2 years now, and even with us, like, we still ask if we want to borrow something or use something of theirs. And, yes, the other person is probably going to get annoyed and be like, yes, of course you can use it, but it's better to ask and know that you're 100% allowed to use it than it is to guess and then they get mad or something like that. And you are in a shared space, so try and be considerate of that. Try not to kill them. This one is especially true if you don't really love your roommate, or if it's just like me, like I never really had to share my space with anybody. So then when I came to college and I had to live with a roommate, it was really difficult for me to adjust to having somebody else in the room, and you listen to them, you know, breathe and sneeze and cough or whatever, and it's like, it's difficult to get used to that in the beginning. So just be patient and try not to get too angry with them all the time about little things. And what I mean by little things is like, okay, so they, you know, sniffle a lot or something like that. Like, just relax. Just don't get annoyed by such little things. You know, if they're doing something that's really actually irritating, like smoking or something like that, you might want to have a conversation about that. Or if they are putting their things in a space that is supposed to be more common than it is yours, then or theirs rather, then, you know, have a conversation and start that head first instead of waiting until it's been festering inside you forever and ever and you're so pissed that you can't even explain it to them nicely. Just try to sit down and have a conversation about how you guys really want to live and how you want to share the space, which is what I would absolutely suggest doing in the beginning of the semester or the year or whenever you get into the situation, is to just sit down with each other and take the time to have a whole conversation that's very honest and not rude honest. You give each other your opinions and, for example, I have to get a roommate because my roommate graduated, and so I have to sit down with my friend who's going to move in and say, listen, you know, this is how I live in my room. You know, I am more than willing to help you adjust to you moving in here, and that's fine, but I live like this, and I hope that you can understand why I live like this and the fact that I don't necessarily want to change my ways. So I think it's important to sit down and have a real conversation with each other and make sure that we're all on the same page with each other. Don't eat all their food. I know that you guys have most likely a refrigerator in your room or just some level of snacks or food or something like that. So if you don't have a kitchen, at least, and even if you do have a kitchen, just don't eat all their food. Having something once in a while that is considered to be shared is one thing, but to just, they buy something and then you eat all of it and you don't even replace it, it's just rude. It's inconsiderate. It's inconsiderate of the fact that there are other people living with you and you haven't, you know, shared the responsibility yet. So make sure that if you're gonna, me and my friends like to say that we are mutual moochers, which means that we kind of all agree that, you know, if my friend buys me a coffee one day, the next time I'll buy her a coffee. And it's not necessarily like we're keeping tabs on who's buying food or something like that, but we all just kind of share with each other and we have a mutual understanding like that. So if that's the kind of thing that's going to work for you, then great. And if it's not the kind of thing that's going to work for you, then I would suggest putting sticky notes on all of your food, which sounds horrible to do, but in the end, it will really help you. And it will help you guys be better friends and be able to stay more calm with each other while you're going through this situation that could be really strange and different for you. Be considerate in general. So don't leave your stuff all over the room if you know, like, that they're going to be in the room. That's just rude. Try and pick up your stuff. Pick up after yourself. The other person that's living with you is not your maid. They don't want to clean up after you. They don't want to move your shit to the other side of the room so that they can get by. So try and keep that in mind. Oh, my God. Somebody's honking their horn outside. Did you hear that? College. So try and keep that in mind when you're living with somebody else. And just, you know, try and think of what is going to help them and how if you can make it easier for them. And hopefully they'll do the same for you. Clean. And I mean this in all sense of the word. Keep your body clean. Nobody likes a smelly roommate. Nobody wants to have the do you wear deodorant conversation. So keep your body clean. Keep your things clean. Keep your space clean. Like I said before, nobody wants to step over your shit to get to their side of the room. So, and same thing for you. You don't want them to have to feel like they can't be themselves in their own room. That's not comfortable, and I would never want somebody in, that was living with me to feel like they couldn't be themselves or they couldn't feel at home with me. Because it is their home, and it's where you're living, and whether or not you want to see it that way, that's really how it is. So set rules and boundaries for each other. So if you have somebody coming into your room or you're moving in with somebody and you know a specific something about them that maybe doesn't really suit your personality or the way you like to do things, then set the boundaries and say, listen, I understand that this is how you are and that's fine, but I do want to set a boundary and say, no, you know, try not to come in. If you're going to come in late, text me and let me know you're going to be late or something like that. This way they're not, not that they would be waiting up for you because they're not your parents, but this way they're not expecting like, okay, well, they're not home and it's 4 a.m. What the fuck? Like, do I need to call the cops? Do I need to, like, you know what I mean? They're not your parents, and that's true. You don't need to check up with them, but it's nice and it's considerate to let them know, you know, I'm not coming home tonight or something like that. This way they're not worried for you because they do live with you and they do see you every day, so they have the right to be worried for you if you don't come home one night. So keep that in mind and set rules and boundaries for yourself and for them. And just, like I said, have a conversation together and work it out together. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll go through some more tips, and we'll go through some positives of having roommates. So get ready, guys.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
So, I bet I look like a grown up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, the New York State Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, so we've been going over what it's like to have a roommate and how you can make your life a little bit easier even with a roommate, especially if you're not really used to having a roommate and you're not totally comfortable with the idea yet. So let's get into some more tips. I think an important tip to think about, especially if you don't know each other beforehand or you're not the best of friends, is to take a step back before you get angry. So for the most part, these things, these small little tiny things that you don't even think are really what's irritating you are going to build up, and they're going to be irritating. And to just, I I think it's important to take a step back before you go crazy and yell at them or be passive aggressive and put post-it notes all over everything, that they are a person in the room too. And it's probably, you're probably not really angry at them, but you're more so angry at the situation. You're stressed out. College is very stressed. You're probably just stressed out and you're tired. And then the one little thing that they do just makes you explode. So take a step back before you get angry. Remember to think thoroughly about what you say to them, because it could really be a deciding factor in your friendship, how you approach issues that you're having with them. So remember that. Remember also, though, that you're sharing the room. So it's important, as important as it is for you to feel like you're home and you're safe and you're comfortable, it's important for them to feel that way too. So don't make it all about you. You're sharing the room with them just like they're sharing the room with you. And nobody really wants to be sharing a room. Wouldn't it be better if everybody could have their own room? It totally would. But because you're living in a dorm, or maybe you can't afford to have your own place at this point in your life, you have to share your space. And you have to be aware of the fact that they're sharing their space too. And it's not, you're not the only person who's being burdened by this. They are too. So keep that in mind. So even if you're friends with your roommate, which most people are, I find, I think it's important that you don't spend every second together outside of the room. Just go your own separate ways. You know, maybe don't hang out with each other every single day, because you want it to be, you don't want to get annoyed with them really quick. And that's kind of what happens. And that's, I think, the main reason why sometimes this doesn't really work out for people and they can't be friends with their roommate, because if you're seeing each other all the time, it's hard to live with the same person that you're friends with. It's hard to live with them and see their behind closed doors life and then also try and be their friend separately. So I think it's important that you don't spend every second together. You need to have time that's separate and time for yourself, and they need to have time for themselves too. So keep that in mind and don't spend every second together. So they're probably not as annoying as you feel like they are. It's just because you're living together and you're frustrated and you're tired. So try not to explode on them and try to think about it from their perspective. They're just trying to live their life just like you are, so it's not right for you to freak out on them, you know? You don't have to love them. You absolutely do not have to be best friends with your roommate. Nobody is saying that. Nobody is saying, here's a person you have to live with for the next 2 years, 4 years, whatever it is. You have to be best friends with them. That's not what's happening. You're just living with them. So they can 100% just be somebody you live with. For a lot of people, that's how it is. That's how it was for me and my last roommate. You know, we were friendly and we were nice to each other, but we weren't best friends. We didn't hang out outside of the room. When we were in the room, we made polite chit-chat, but it wasn't like, let me tell you everything about my life. That's not the relationship we had. And that's not the relationship, you know, that you have to have. You don't have to be best friends with them. So just keep that in mind, because I think a lot of times people force that upon you, upon people that are in this situation. And they say like, oh, well, try to be friends. Don't try to be friends. If you feel like it's not going to work out, then don't work at it. Don't push another person to be your friend if they don't really feel like they're going to be. So let the chips fall where they may, and, you know, be nice to them. Though I'm not saying be rude. Of course, I wouldn't want somebody to be rude to me in my own home. That I wouldn't be comfortable with that. So don't be rude, but you definitely don't have to be best friends with them. Okay, but there are also times when, as much as there are bad things about living with somebody, there are also really good things about living with somebody. And you could end up being best friends with the person you're living with. So just remember that it could go either way. It could go to a place where you just live with them and that's fine, or you could end up being best friends with them. So we're going to take another really quick break. And then when we get back, I'm going to tell you all the good things about when you are actually best friends with your roommate.
I tell myself you don't mean nothing.
Paloma Faith with Only Love Can Hurt Like This, and I put all of her links in the episode description so you can access them and you can go and check her out. She's awesome. And so before the song, we were talking about how to live with a roommate and then how it could be both bad, it could be good, it could be just whatever. That's what we were talking about. So let's get back into that. So reasons why having a roommate is a good thing. You have somebody permanently there that lives there that will listen to your shit and will listen to you complain about all your classes and all of your crushes and all of that, and that's always good. If you end up being friends with your roommate, that is, because if not, you probably don't want to share all that. But a lot of people end up being really good friends with their roommate, so it's a good possibility. You have somebody who you can be comfortable around because they see you in your most vulnerable state, which is probably when you're sleeping or at least when you're eating, whatever. So they see you in a way that's different from everybody else because they live with you. So you have somebody you can be comfortable around and, you know, you walk around in your pajamas in front of each other or whatever. They will listen to you talk about boys and they will watch movies with you and all of that. So they will get food with you at 1 in the morning, even though you know you shouldn't be eating food at 1 in the morning. They'll try their best to convince you not to eat food at 1 in the morning, but let's be honest, that doesn't always work. So, yeah, I think having a roommate, there are downsides and there are tips and ways that you can make living with somebody easier, but at the end of the day, if they end up being your friend, then you have a whole new way to experience friendship because for the most part, you haven't really experienced friendship like this. Maybe you've had siblings and that's one thing, but it's kind of different because you both come from the same parents. So to have somebody with a totally different world perspective and worldview that gets you the way somebody who lives with you does is really, it's a cool bond. It's different from everything else. So roommates can be good and roommates can be bad, but as long as you work together and you are honest and open with them, most of the time it will go very, very well. So that is all I have for you today. Please remember that you can always contact us at Facebook and Instagram and Tumblr, Twitter, all of that. So all of our social media links are in the episode description. Please remember that we do have a website, which is college-girl-weekly.weebly.com. Again, that's in the episode description. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear any comments and concerns and opinions about our episodes, as well as new ideas for different episodes. And if you have any music that you want us to play on our show, we'd be more than happy to do that. Just send us an email. Again, our email is in the episode description, and we will be more than happy to play that for you. And we love, love, love hearing from all of our fans. So let us know any ideas, and I will see you next week.